Hi, everyone. I know recently we announced we were going to 2 episodes a week and then 3 episodes a week. But you know what? There are just too many episodes. So we are going to back to 5 episodes a week. Still a reduction from 7, but there were just too many interviews scheduled, and I didn't want to make all the authors wait for too long. So I hope you can keep up with me. Listen to 1 a week as you're on your way to work or on your way home or putting your kids to bed or whatever it is you're doing. Moms don't have time to read books now 5 times a week.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Today's episode has been sponsored by Jay McLachlan. Jay McLachlan is a timeless lifestyle brand with incredible style and a spirit of connection. I am obsessed with Jay McLachlan and have been so honored that they are sponsoring my Zibbyverse tour. It just so happens that the tour goes to so many communities and areas of the country that have Jay McLachlan stores. And I love that the brand is philanthropic through Jay McLachlan's local and loyal programming. Host store events to give back to organizations that are meaningful to Jay McLachlan's local communities. I also love the fact that the clothes are just so chic. They make me feel polished and modern, and the best part is that most of the line comes in fabrics that don't wrinkle. I especially love the dresses, the cashmere sweaters, the other sweaters. You'll see them all over my Instagram. I typically tag at Jay McLachlan, and so you can check it out. It is absolutely one of my favorite brands, and I am over the moon excited to be working with them. In fact, I want to share the love with all of you. Jay McLachlan is giving 20% off new customers and listeners of my podcast with special code ZIBBY20, capital ZIBBY20. That's 20% off for new customers and listeners of the podcast with special code capital ZIBBY20. Take advantage of it today. My favorites are this white, open, long cashmere sweater that I've been wearing on every flight that I've taken on this tour. I have a blue with light blue horizontal striped sweater, several dresses I even wore on Good Morning America. Check it out, Jay McLachlan. Thanks so much. Hi, I'm Zibby Owens, and I am the host of this podcast, Moms Don't Have Time to Read Books. I am also a newly minted USA Today bestselling author of the novel Blank. I've created a whole community of book lovers around this podcast, a publishing company, reading retreats, a bookstore, and more. Learn more at ZibbyMedia.com or follow me on social at Zibby Owens or join the community at Zibby Readers. Courtney Priest is the author of Welcome Home, Caroline Klein. Courtney was born in Brooklyn and raised in New Jersey, off the same Highway 9 Bruce Springsteen sings about on Born to Run. She graduated from Emerson College with a BFA in writing, literature, and publishing. She lives in Asbury Park, New Jersey, with her husband and their rescue dog, Barry. Welcome Home, Caroline Klein is her first novel. Welcome, Courtney. Thank you so much for coming on Moms Don't Have Time to Read Books to discuss Welcome Home, Caroline Klein.
Thank you so much for having me. I listen to this podcast all the time, and this is like a big writer dream come true to be chatting with you. So thank you so much for having me, really.
Oh my gosh, I love hearing that. And your book made me laugh so much, even in the beginning when you're like, who is Ross? Oh my gosh, like I laugh out loud reading your writing. Like, so funny. Anyway, I just really appreciate your sense of humor.
So, that's the highest compliment to me. So thank you.
No, it's true. It's like, I just, so funny. Okay. Why don't you tell listeners what your book is about, please?
Okay. So Welcome Home, Caroline Klein is about a woman whose life in New York City is just falling apart in every way. She loses her job, her apartment, and her boyfriend in quick succession. She gets a call from her ailing father that he wants her to return to her Jersey Shore hometown. He doesn't want her as a caretaker, though. He wants her to replace him on the men's softball team, where he's been a local star for decades, and they're on the verge of a championship. Coming home obviously feels, you know, mortifying for her, but she really feels like she's out of options. So she moves back. She has to deal with her father's illness and this hostile team of all men and running into old friends turned rivals. A night gone wrong puts her in the path of her first love. It forces her to decide if she is willing to let go of what she thought her life might look like and embrace the beauty of everything it has the possibility to become.
I love that. Oh my gosh. You do so much to get the reader sort of in it right away in the story. And part of it is this horror at her dealing with her dad who has fallen down a flight of stairs. And, you know, as her, you know, it's kind of uppity stepmother says, like, he had landed in a very odd position. And you just, as a reader, you can't help but just like freeze and think about, oh my gosh, what if this were to happen to my parent or my loved one, and how horrible and how you would handle. And I love that even Caroline couldn't even tell anyone because she knew if she were to say it out loud, she would start crying like over and over again. She's like, I'm just not even gonna get there. I'm just gonna focus and like plow ahead, because otherwise I'll be a mess, which of course is how we all get through life a lot of the time, right? If we just stop and think about it, we would not be able to keep going.
Absolutely.
So talk about at least like the entry point into the story, how you came up with this. Has this happened to you in some way? And, or is this a fear? Because of course, a fear of mine. I mean, I fear everything, but it's one of many fears. And how this became a device for sort of getting Caroline home.
It's definitely a fear of mine. I'm very much playing on my own fear here. And I assume, yes, like the fear of, you know, everyone to some degree, if not for specifically for their parents, for a loved one. I was inspired to use this as the entry point for the novel. I had something much less severe, thank God, happened to me on my 30th birthday. I was going home to my Jersey Shore hometown, and I went home to watch my father play in his Sunday men's softball league, where he has played for decades. And he, you know, my adult brothers had, you know, joined the league after they came of age, and my brothers were on the field, but my father had been injured, not a serious injury again, mm-hmm. thank God, but he had been injured. So I had this very surreal experience of watching the game with him, which I had never done before. That was very rare for him. So to have him on the sidelines next to me was very strange. And I kind of just kept joking around the whole game. I was like, you know, threatening that my sister and I could take his place, tuck our hair up under our caps, and just like take the field, which we joked about for years because my sister and I are both very consummate baseball players, but are not allowed to join this men's league. And that, you know, joke threat turned into this idea for Welcome Home, Caroline Klein. I started writing it in earnest very shortly after I moved to the Jersey Shore. And, you know, I had this long commute to my office in Manhattan, and I would play around with this idea while I was on the Jersey Transit. It all started with watching a softball game with my dad.
Oh my gosh. I love that so much. You also just portray heartbreak and love and missed chances and what ifs and, you know, the futures that we imagine and the futures that we have, like all of that love stuff that like takes up a huge portion of our brains. You have that by introducing us to Caroline on the heels of this completely unexpected breakup, which you also make funny. And like, I will never look at a hamburger the same way as like when she's like, why was this hamburger even there? You know, like it was such an unnecessary, it wasn't unnecessary. You said something really funny, like, because her boyfriend breaks up with her over dinner after she's quit her job and all this stuff. And she's like, you couldn't have maybe mentioned this like before I quit my job. And he's like, well, I wasn't sure. And it wasn't just that, but it was like this posh life that she had been a part of and like going on these fabulous vacations and, you know, access to this lifestyle that also gets snatched away from her. And now she's just like on a friend's couch. And like, this is like the opposite of like the Hawaiian villa or whatever.
Exactly.
Talk a little bit about, you know, expectations and, you know, even the notion of her sister sort of hiding her exes like into the closet on that wall or on the mirror, wherever she puts it. Like, how you store away, you know, the past pain and all of that.
Oh, I hate to start this off and be like, oh, this happened to me too, that I'm like, oh, my father really was injured in this softball game. The hiding the ex's ephemera is actually a tradition in my family and something that my mother and my sister did after my absolute worst breakup in college when I had to just like come home and like lay face down on the couch for 3 weeks. They took everything in my bedroom that had anything to do with this ex and they hid it in the back of my sister's closet. And, you know, I came home and my room was empty. And, you know, many months or years later, I was in my sister's closet for something and was met with an avalanche of everything from this past relationship. And I was just like, what is this museum of me going on in here? She's like, oh yeah, we're trying to spare you. But yes, I do think that, look, getting your heart broken and going through these like ups and downs with love and relationships is so like, when you're able to take a step back, like there's so much of it that's like so funny, right? Mm-hmm. Like in the moment, like it's so devastating and dark. And when you're able to like take even a half step back and just kind of observe yourself from that perspective, you're just like, this is deeply hilarious. Like the time needs to pass, but I'm a big believer in letting that time pass and turning whatever hurt you into comedy, which is, you know, very Carrie Fisher-esque, right? Yes, take your broken heart, turn it into art. You know, this wasn't top of mind for me while I was writing the opening of the novel, but it's come to me later on, especially as, you know, I've talked to film agents, like we've had some conversations around adaptation. And the way that I've come to describe that opening scene is, you know, she goes through an Elle Woods, she had this like Elle Woods-esque moment. And, you know, I think that that's just such an interesting catalyst and such like a memorable catalyst, right? Like who doesn't remember Elle Woods getting broken up with in Legally Blonde? She thinks she's about to get proposed to. Caroline thinks that she's, you know, hot on the heels of moving to the West Coast and living in this beautiful historic apartment with this, you know, man who's the son of two doctors. It's every Jewish girl's dream. And yet it all falls apart. And she's, you know, looking down at her plate and she's like, I'm so embarrassed by the woman who ordered this hamburger mm-hmm. and champagne mere moments ago, thinking her life was going well. And now I'm just sitting here, heartbroken, man out the door. You know, I think it's real. I hope it's relatable. I hope that everyone who is having a hard moment relationship-wise in love is able to know that a little while from now, it will be funny. I promise.
That's excellent advice. It's so funny. And even the notion of like, you can't go home again and, you know, all that stuff. Like, who are you when you re-inhabit a space where you used to be a certain version of yourself? Like my mom's apartment, she's moving and it's like, she's putting it on the market or whatever. And I'm like, how can you sell our home? Like maybe I should, I just said to my husband last night, I was like, well, maybe we should sell our apartment and go buy her apartment. And he's like, I feel like you're working out some like really like some stuff with this. You know what I mean? Like, is this like, you know, why do you need to go home? Like, what does that mean? You know, so I totally relate to this whole, like, what is it about your childhood home and this like longing and yet rejection at the same time, right? Because you're supposed to be flying the nest, but then there's something so inherently comfortable about it.
I relate to that so acutely. Like when my parents got divorced and they sold the house that we grew up in, I'm the oldest of four children. My youngest brother is 11 years younger than me. And he's like, one day I'm going to buy back that house. And I'm like, no, you're not. Like, no, you're not. But then there's like that little piece of me that's like, like, what if I were to re-inhabit that house? Like, I don't know. I relate so acutely to that impulse. So I feel you. It's like, how are you dismantling the museum of me? What
exactly
are you thinking?
Yeah. And someone else is just going to live there? I know. And then I was like, I could kind of redo it a little bit. Who's room? Like, it's not even, I don't know. I'm like deep into this. I'm sure I'm going to listen to this podcast and be like, oh, remember that night when I thought about that? I can't believe I even talked to somebody else about it.
No, it's good. It's good to have it down. It's good to have record of this.
Oh my gosh.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
So this is going to sound like a stupid question. Like, have you always been funny? But like, when did you really like step into your identity as someone who is funny? And if you have it, if you have yet.
Oh my God, I love you. This is amazing. Okay. I was obsessed with Saturday Night Live when I was a child. Like, I think that there were a bunch of dreams that predated becoming a novelist. Mm-hmm. And they all sort of like landed me here. And now my greatest dream is to be a novelist. And now I am a novelist. So that's great. But when I was a child, I wanted to entertain, right? Like I wanted to entertain. I wanted to perform. I think that I'm like a triple threat. I can't sing, can't act, can't dance. So that was like not really on the table for me, but I was definitely consumed with comedy in that way. I grew up watching a lot of Saturday Night Live, a lot of funny movies. I come from a big family and everybody is really funny. You know, my mom's side of the family is Italian and my dad's side is Jewish. And like both of those sort of cultural dynamics are very funny. And then together are inherently funny. But yeah, I do think that the way that my dream sort of evolved from like, I'm going to be on Saturday Night Live when I was, you know, 7 and writing sketches for my family, the Saturday Night Live wannabe to comedic novelist pipeline is so real.
Wait, so what was the job you were taking New Jersey Transit to work at?
So it's the job that I currently still work at. I'm the creative director at a marketing agency. And at the time, I had just started dating my now husband, who at that point, he had been a close friend of mine for 12 years, and we fell in love. And we decided that we were going to live in New Jersey because he was working for his family's business in New Jersey. It made more sense than him moving to Brooklyn, where I had lived for a decade and doing that sort of funny inverse commute. I'm like, I will move to New Jersey, but I will only move to Asbury Park because Asbury Park is cool. Mm-hmm. So yeah, so Asbury Park to Midtown Manhattan is a long commute. And I was taking the train. This was pre-COVID. We moved in August of 2019. So for a while, it was every single day on the train. And I didn't mind it because it gave me a really long time to write. So
I love that. Is there a stop in Asbury Park? Like how far is it?
There's a stop, but it is a transfer. Okay. So yeah. So at the time, I didn't even have a car. It was really tough for me to like get out of Brooklyn girl mentality. I didn't have a car. My husband would drop me off at the train station in Long Branch every day, which is like technically the terminus. Mm-hmm. It would be maybe like an hour and a half, an hour, 45 minutes. But if I really wanted to, I could walk down the street to the Asbury Park train station, take that a few stops, transfer. It's a whole thing. That's why people never leave the city, because it's the death of ease, right? When you leave, getting back is just frustrating. So
it's probably on purpose. You know, we want people to fight their way back.
Correct. You know, correct. As it should be.
Oh my gosh. And do you like living there now?
I do. I really love living here. I think at the time, look, I had talked to my therapist about moving for months and months before I actually moved. This was during my Saturn return, which is what the book mm-hmm. is really about, honestly. It's the phrase that never gets mentioned in the book, but yeah. It is what the book is about, which for listeners who aren't familiar with the concept, Saturn return is when you turn 29 and, you know, the cosmic forces that be, I guess Saturn returns to the spot it was in when you were born. And it wreaks havoc on your life. Everything changes. Everything gets upended. And my life really did get upended when I turned 29. That's when I fell in love and when I moved to Asbury Park. So
do you have a second Saturn return? Do you have another one at 48 or anything?
Yes.
You do?
Apparently you do. It's every 29 years it returns. It's when Saturn returns to the spot.
I think it's every 29. I'm such an idiot. Wait, isn't that 59?
58, yeah. Okay. I went to Emerson, so I can't do math. I like waved out of math. 58 sounds right. Yeah. That like Saturn returns, every 29 years.
Wow. That's crazy. So when you wrote the book and you wrote most of it in transit, about how long did it take to write?
I started in earnest fall of 2019, and then COVID happened. And I was so anxious that I couldn't function mm-hmm. for about pretty much like all of March and April. Mm-hmm. And then Jamie Attenberg has that 1,000 mm-hmm. 1,000 words of summer challenge. I was like, I'm getting back into this draft.
Good for you.
It's becoming my happy place. It's becoming my escape from the world around me.
Yep.
And I joined her writing challenge, and I had never before really posted on social media about writing process stuff, because I thought that if nobody could see what I was working on, then nobody knows when I fail at it. Mm-hmm. But I started posting every day to like really participate and connect with other folks who are doing it. I would post that to my Instagram story and be like, oh, you know, I wrote X number of words at this time. And that accountability is that's what I credit with being able to finish the novel. So I worked on it from about fall 2019 to I finished the first draft the day before my 31st birthday. So 1 year from concept to draft.
It's still really great. You're still so young to have this out, just so you know. I mean, I know maybe it feels like a long time, but I hope you're feeling really good about it.
That means a lot to me. So thank you.
Coming from someone who failed to do this at about that age and like really wanted it and had to wait like another 2 decades to get a book out. So anyway, I hope you feel good.
Thank you. I really do. I do. I had wrote a book of essays that went on submission as a memoir, and it died on submission. So I feel like, I don't know, people hate me a little bit when I'm like, oh, this is the first time I tried to write a novel, but it's not the first time I tried to write a book. I definitely have written a book and had it fail spectacularly. So
I would revive that book of essays now, though. I bet it's really good.
Thank you.
Is
it? From your mouth to God's ear, I would love to revive it one day.
Is it funny?
It is funny.
What's it called?
It's called Sitting Shiva for Dead Celebrities.
That's funny.
Thank you.
I don't know. Send it to me.
I will. Don't worry, I will.
That's awesome. And what are you writing now?
I sold this book, my real absolute dream come true. I sold this book in a 2-book deal to Putnam.
Amazing.
And so I am working on my second novel, which I'm still in drafting mode, so I probably shouldn't say too much. But I think that it has these hallmarks that will come to tie eventually all of my work together. Complicated female protagonist trying to find her place in the world, a little bit of a family story, a little bit of a love story, lots of voicey humor. Mm-hmm. But yeah, really, really my dream come true to be able to get to do this again for an imprint like Putnam. I just love them.
Are you sad that Sally Kim left?
I am. My editor for this book actually went to a different imprint once we were done with the editorial process. But still, I miss her as well. So her and Sally departing at similar times. I'm very excited for both of them though. And I do love the rest of my wonderful Putnam team that I work with.
Putnam is awesome. Really great. That's awesome. Okay. So advice for aspiring authors?
Yes. Okay. I highly encourage anyone who is pursuing this to take the class, write the fan letter, build your community. Writing is such a solitary act. You really need that community and you really need other folks who understand what is going on craft-wise, industry-wise. You know, I joke all the time that I'm like, my therapist and my husband like both know what Publishers Marketplace is, which is weird. Like you will try to lean on the people who you're closest to in your life to like get it. And to some extent they will, but no one's really going to get it like the other writers. My writer friends are my favorite friends because we connect on a level that no one else in my life can connect on. Finding your people is a true gift. So give that gift to yourself. And I'd also say that, you know, confidence is really built when you're able to keep a promise that you make to yourself. So make the time to write, make the time to keep that promise to yourself because nobody is going to pursue that for you. Be really relentless about finding that time to write and finishing what you start because accountability breeds consistency and consistency is really the key to success.
Love it. That's awesome. Well, thank you, Courtney. This was great. Thank you so much for coming on and best of luck with all of it. I'm very excited for you.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening to Moms Don't Have Time to Read Books. If you love it, please leave a review and follow us on social at Zibby Owens and at Zibby Readers.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.